A winter wallop. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
This is the real deal. It is dangerous.
Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency in the grips of that big winter storm moving across the middle of the country. Most of Kentucky and parts of several neighboring states now under an ice storm warning, though the governor says could coat everything in up to 3/4 of an inch of ice, which he calls debilitating. Several states now reporting heavy snowfall totals.
Macomb, Illinois came in with 14.5 inches of snow. This is northern Illinois. Chicago also picking up impressive amounts. St. Joseph, Michigan, 13 inches. We are still expecting plenty more snow in the forecast through Saturday morning.
That's meteorologist Jane Minar of Fox Weather. More than 3,700 commercial airline flights have been canceled for Thursday. The Biden administration ordering 2,000 U.S. troops now stateside deployed to Europe and is repositioning another 1,000 troops already in Germany to Romania. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
President Biden said his decision to deploy troops is consistent with what he's told Russian President Putin from the beginning. As long as Russia is acting aggressively, the U.S. will reassure NATO allies of our support.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin accusing NATO of deceiving Russia over its expansion plans in Eastern Europe, but claims there is still room for diplomacy. The Pentagon says U.S. special forces have conducted a large-scale counterterrorism raid in northwestern Syria, calling it a successful mission with no U.S. casualties. But activists and some residents in the area claim several people, including civilians, were killed in the raid. The sheriff in Butte County, California, says one person has died from the shooting that started aboard a Greyhound bus at a gas station in Oroville, California, in the north-central part of the state. Several other people were shot and wounded. Police say the suspect fled into a nearby Walmart where he was captured. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Mississippi has become the latest state to approve the medical use of marijuana.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed legislation to legalize medical marijuana effective immediately, though it could take months for the first marijuana dispensaries to open. The law allows patients with debilitating conditions like cancer and AIDS to buy up to 3.5 grams of cannabis per day, up to 6 days a week. It also sets taxes on sales and production and includes specific conditions for growing plants. Mississippi is the 37th state to legalize cannabis for medical purposes, but this isn't Mississippi's first foray into medical marijuana. Voters in 2020 approved a medical marijuana initiative, but the state Supreme Court invalidated it 6 months later based on technicalities. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A day after a Johns Hopkins University study said severe restrictions born of the coronavirus pandemic had little impact on the death rate, White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked Wednesday when the interference in daily lives will end.
We believe we will get there. We can't guarantee that there will not be another variant that challenges us, but the best that we can do with that is to be prepared for it. And that's why we're doing all the things that we're doing with regard to getting better.
The White House says it's also working with Pfizer to pre-position millions of doses of the coronavirus vaccine for children as young as 6 months old, which could get emergency use authorization from the FDA within weeks. President Biden and Attorney General Garland will join New York's Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Hochul at the NYPD headquarters on Thursday for a strategy session on gun violence. Full military honors Wednesday for a former soldier and statesman. Former Kansas Senator Bob Dole buried at Arlington National Cemetery. He was a decorated Army veteran who was wounded in Italy during World War II. He later served 36 years in Congress. Senator Dole died in early December. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.